Jeremy Camp, Storm, taking us to the best 5 minutes of the day. Our two normal hosts missing, but taking a break. Expect to see them next week. I'll do my best to fill in, taking a peek at Jason Kanz's Letters to the Beloved devotional this morning with Romans 7, verses 7 and 8. What then shall we say? The law is sin. By no means. Yet if it had not been for the law, I would not have known sin. For I would not have known what it is to covet if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, seizing an opportunity through the commandment, produced in me all kinds of covetousness. For apart from the law, sin lies dead. Letters to the Beloved going on to say, Beloved, the Mosaic law itself is not sinful, though some people have reacted so strongly to legalism that the law itself can feel like a sin. The law's purpose was to reveal sin, to have it literally written in stone. Although people have lived in self-centered, self-righteous ways since the beginning of time, the law codified sinfulness. Whether they acknowledge it or not, people often operate from the maxim. Rules are made to be broken, glorifying in their rebellion. The law provokes rebellious hearts, stirring up sinful desire. Paul pointed to the 10th commandment, you shall not covet, as an example. Even thinking about not coveting can stir up unholy desires in a self-centered heart. As John Calvin wrote, the human heart is a factory of idols. From Letters to the Beloved by Jason Kanz, a look at Romans chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 in a closer, more insightful lens.
It's 7:23, 32 degrees right at that freezing point, snow falling on this finally Friday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show. Halvo off this morning, getting a little rest after being up late with a football game. Caleb and Dawson with you. And sometimes, Dawson, you know, life is busy, life is hectic. We work at a fast pace, but sometimes we just like to slow down and ponder a bit. Sometimes we like to just think about some things. Yes, about the world around us, about things that we can't quite comprehend. And when we do that here on the WIB Wake Up Show, we call it Deep Thoughts. Without further ado, Deep Thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. To our stomachs, all potatoes are mashed potatoes.
You have more ancestors than your parents.
Deep thoughts. On social media, most people are real on their fake accounts and fake on their real accounts.
Deep thoughts. With all this snow, it's got me thinking, winter is the only season that occurs twice a year.
Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. A hamburger doesn't have a front or a back until you bite into it.
First, you learn to read. Then, you read to learn.
Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. No article of clothing will tell you you've put it on backwards quicker than a hoodie.
Being fired is bad. Being fired up is good. Being fired upon is bad again.
Deep thoughts on the WIB Wake Up Show. And one more. Crickets are associated with silence, but they're actually one of the loudest insects. Deep thoughts. You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. There's only so long I can keep things that quiet. It's 7:49, almost 7:50 here on a Friday morning. Don't think we forgot here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We know that it's our sworn duty to get you caught up every Friday morning on things you might have missed in the past week or so. News, sports, politics, pop culture. You can't keep up with it all. There's just so much, and you have a busy life. And that's why we bring this public service to you, but in condensed form, because we respect your time. We call it Headlines. And here we go.
It was announced Tuesday that King Charles III will be crowned at Westminster Abbey on May 6th.
That's cool. Who'd they get for the halftime show? Probably not Rihanna.
I'd imagine not.
A study says that binge-watching actually brings couples closer.
That's because neither one has the energy left to get off the couch.
Makes sense.
A report found that over 90% of homes that have at least 10 chemicals in the air that are considered potentially hazardous to your health.
Remember to always have proper ventilation before letting your junior higher use Axe body spray.
Be very careful.
Word to the wise. NASA said Tuesday its DART spacecraft was successful in changing the orbit of an asteroid back on September 26th.
And by successful, I hope NASA means its new orbit puts it on a direct path with Putin's house.
That would solve a lot of problems.
People begin to turn grumpy around the age of 52.
It's understandable. Your older friends are getting discounted meals at restaurants, but you still have to wait 3 years. Getting gypped. A couple of Russians who didn't want to join the country's military sailed 300 miles to Alaska. No word yet if they will be allowed to stay in the United States.
It depends. If they think of the NFL when you say the word football, they can stay.
That's the big barrier to entry.
And finally, a survey finds 23% of adults have cried at work.
Here's a tip for bosses. If one of your top five office expenses is Kleenex, you probably need some additional management training. Those are your headlines. And now you're all caught up.
City, next station stop, University, Iowa.
Cash for the merchandise. Cash for the button. Hooks.
Cash for the cotton goods. Cash for the hard goods.
Cash for the fancy goods. Cash.
Well, Dawson, whenever I think of trains, I think of this iconic scene from The Music Man. That train, though, did not have happened to it what happened on this date several years ago.
Well, fortunately, I think most trains have an experience with this train experience. Coming up in 2 days is the 18th anniversary of this incident in Italy. A driver fell off his locomotive, which then sped unmanned through three separate regions before it could be stopped. The unmanned vehicle gathered speed until it was running some 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
The railway officials were unable to stop the vehicle, which kept going for 3 hours.
3 hours!
For clarification, the movie Unstoppable was based off an incident called the Crazy Eights incident. That train was running 50 miles an hour for 2 hours.
So 3 hours at speeds up to 60 miles per hour. I mean, incredibly dangerous.
Absolutely. Stations along the line were evacuated as the engine smashed its way through heavy obstacles piled on the track in an attempt to stop it. The locomotive finally came to a stop when railway workers managed to divert the vehicle onto a dead-end track, but not before it smashed through the buffers, brought down an electrical pylon, and derailed before finally coming to a halt.
Maybe the word to the wise is that trains are big, heavy, powerful, and go fast. Stay away unless you're riding on them. And again, just be careful, be careful, be careful. They always talk about railway crossings and such, and just an abundance of caution all the time. And now, of course, I'm thinking my brain is going to all these other railway stories. And I think The Great Escape is a movie. But then I go to Winnie the Pooh because that was like an integral part of my childhood. And there was like a train robbers Winnie the Pooh episode where, and they use, instead of guns, they use ice cream scoops. And probably no one knows what I'm talking about now. But it was a great memory from my childhood. The Wild West episodes of Winnie the Pooh. It's 8:48, 32 degrees, and you know what, Dawson? Your dad puts a lot of work into this every single week, and even when he's gone on a Friday, knew he was going to be gone after being up late with a football game last night, he still took the extra time to put together the best of the week. We never know what's going to be in it, but it's always good.
When I got here this morning, I was surprised to find on the board a couple of notes from him, a little suggestion or two, and some things that really helped me out this morning. Now, absolutely don't want to overlook the wonderful work he puts in here at WWIB.
Well, this is the best of the week. Take a listen along with us. There were pie eating contests.
Yeah.
In divisions.
Yes.
And there was 0 to 4, there was 5 to 11, and then there was 12 and up. And I noticed that in the 12 and up division, there were no old guys like me.
Ha!
There were a lot of teenagers. There were youth group members. But there were no old guys like me, and so I was a last-second entrant.
Uh-oh. And one of the things we can also do is occasionally give you a birthday wake-up call, as is the case, as Cliff and Spooner texted me last night and said, would you give my wife, Shelly, a birthday wake-up call? We've already mentioned her name in birthdays, played a special song for her, Me on Your Mind, from Matthew West, and she's on the line. Shelly, good morning.
Good morning.
I said Cliff was going all out this morning. You said he always does.
He always does. He makes my birthday special, and this one's a special one because today I'm a senior citizen. The big 55.
55, huh? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
The problem with Netflix recommendations is they assume I like the show just because I watched 13 hours of it.
Oh, man.
It's not true.
Chris Tomlin was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and so let's give this a listen.
Welcome back, y'all. Our next guest is one of the most successful worship singers around. Literally, I grew up going to, like, church camps, and he would be performing at them all the time. He's amazing. In fact, Time Magazine says his songs, including How Great Is Our God, Whom Should I Fear, and Holy Is the Lord, may very well be the most sung anywhere. Now performing his latest single from his new album, Always, this is Chris Tomlin with Holy Forever.
Frito-Lay is going to take the opportunity to honor Cheadle, a hamlet in Alberta, Canada, with a cheesy statue simply because it sounds like the trademark orange residue of Cheetos, which is apparently called Cheadle.
Cheadle. So when I'm licking my fingers after eating Cheetos, I am just kind of lapping up the Cheadle.
Correct. The nearly 17-foot-tall statue depicts a Cheadle-dusted fingertips holding a Cheetos puff.
Are people going to lick this statue?
I hope not. That sounds unsanitary.
Did you hear what happened when the guy who wrote the song, The Hokey Pokey, died?
No. Yeah,
they couldn't close the coffin. Every time they put a right foot in, he put his left foot out.
Okay, that wasn't my big laugh. That was a real one. That was great. I really like that one. All right.
Thank you to Dawson.
Yes. Thank you, Dawson. Dawson has some good material.
It is important to understand your identity in Christ. Absolutely essential to your success at living the victorious Christian life. Who are you? John 1:12 says you are God's child. John 15:15 says you are Christ's friend. Romans 5:1 says you have been justified. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says that you are united with the Lord. You are one spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 says that you have been bought with a price, that you belong to God.
And so what you had to do is we had to eat kind of like a little personal apple pie, the kind you get at Walmart and such. And then this year they let us take it out of the tins, which was nice because that caused me some trouble last year. But I also noticed everyone was sitting at the table. Now you have to have your hands behind your back and eat it with just your mouth. But I realized at my height, I could kneel by the table and get a better angle. And so I won, guys.
Hey,
I won.
I am the champion. I am the champion. No time for losers, 'cause I am the champion of the world.
And I got a trophy. It's like a big rapper bling. It's a little tin, pie tin that was spray painted gold, and it says "Grand Champion Fighting Contest." My method was not to breathe, which probably was not the greatest, but I just inhaled the thing, and my wife had confidence in me the entire time. She knew as soon as I entered, she knew that I would win. I didn't know that I would win. I just wanted to beat the teenagers, but she apparently told people at our table, he eats fast and has a big mouth. There it is, Dawson. Your dad's labor of love every single week, the best of the week.
Wonderful to hear.